This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The first commercial flight in more than 4 years took off from Northern Colorado Regional Airport yesterday. About 180 passengers boarded the flight to Burbank, California, which was operated by low-cost carrier Avalo Airlines. Officials say the relaunch is a pivotal step for the region's transportation infrastructure. Roughly 600,000 people now live within 30 miles of the airport. 6,000 teachers in Colorado make less than $40,000 a year, particularly in rural areas. A new legislative proposal drafted by students aims to change that. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Many rural teachers with advanced degrees and many years of teaching still make around $35,000 a year. Three rural high school students and two college professors are proposing setting a state minimum teacher salary of $40,000. They estimate it would take $35 million in state funds. The group hopes a higher salary could entice teachers to rural schools. Some haven't had a math teacher in years. The group hopes lawmakers will consider the bill this January. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Denver man has been sentenced to more than a year in federal prison for threatening a Social Security Administration employee. Harold Ortiz agreed to a plea deal after yelling insults and death threats over the phone in February. The Social Security Administration office in Denver was closed for 2 days in March because of his threats. This is CPR and KRCC. Fort Collins is at 75 degrees. The high today will be 78, and it'll be mostly sunny this afternoon. Meanwhile, Pueblo is at 79 degrees with a high of 81 expected and lots of sun in the sky.